How many of you have started making plans, or at least thinking about what you're going to do this summer? Have any of you started making summer vacation plans? Maybe if you're going somewhere exotic, you have to get the plane reservation, reserve the hotels from now, or you're at least thinking about it. You're thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to do it? What's our summer going to be like? I know that some people have already told me, they've asked me, what are we going to be doing in the church with our vacation church camp and other such things, our Metropolis camp, so that we can know how to arrange our vacation. Well, obviously, if you want to have a good vacation, or if you're planning on traveling somewhere, you need to prepare. And the better you prepare, the better organized and ready you are, most likely the better you're going to have in that vacation. Well, I like that analogy for the journey that all of us are going to begin tomorrow. Tomorrow's Great Lent, a time in the entire year when the church says we're going to go on a journey, a 40-day journey that's going to lead us to the passion and the resurrection of Christ. But we have to prepare. We have to be ready. We have to understand this journey and prepare ourselves as best as we can. First of all, we have to know where we're going. I don't think too many of us plan a vacation and we don't know where we're going. We just say, oh, let's just begin driving and then we'll see where we end. We have to know where we're going. And the church clearly tells us we need to get ready to experience the passion, the crucifixion, the death of Jesus Christ, and then his resurrection and his victory over death. The two greatest events in the history of the world, we're going to celebrate, we're going to remember, but we need to prepare. So our goal is Pascha, Holy Week and Pascha, but it's going to take us 40 days to get there. So what do we need to do during those 40 days to prepare us? The first thing the church says is, the church says, we have to be ready to change our lifestyle. Change our normal routine. Change what we typically do day after day. So, how do we change that? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to fast. We're going to change how we eat, what we do. Now, some people will say, well, fasting isn't important. On one hand, you're right. Fasting isn't important. We don't need to fast to grow closer to God. But through the 4,000-year history of Israel and the church, God has shown us that fasting is an important tool, that if we use it properly, it can help us prepare for our destination, for our journey. So, we need to think, I'm going to change my lifestyle and I'm going to begin by changing what I eat. And I want to challenge everyone here to think, how serious are you going to take the fast? Now I know if you would go to the doctor and the doctor would tell you, you have high cholesterol, you have to change your eating habits, you have some other problem with your health, and you have to adjust what you do. Otherwise, you're going to die or you're going to get very sick. If the doctor told you that, most of us would say, wow, okay, I guess I need to start eating less sugar, less fats, less this and that. And we take what the doctor says seriously because we're all concerned about our health. We want to live long. So we listen to the doctor. We don't say, oh, doctor, come on, that's all old-fashioned stuff. I don't need to do that. Oh, come on, doctor, I don't want to. No, no. We don't say that to the doctor. We listen to the doctor. Well, the great doctor, the great physician of our souls is saying, okay, I know what's best for you in your spiritual life. If you want to be healthy spiritually, begin with fasting, avoiding certain foods. Not because these foods are bad, but because I want you to change how you're living, what you're eating. I want you to struggle a little. I want you to eat no meat for the next 40 days. I want you to eat nothing with dairy in it for 40 days. Is that hard? Sure, it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be a little struggle. So that every time we want to have a hamburger, or we want to have a piece of steak, or every time we want to drink a glass of milk or have an egg, we don't do it for the next 40 days. Because it's reminding us of God. Fasting isn't the goal. The goal is preparing ourselves to celebrate the death and resurrection of Christ. But fasting is a tool that will make us think every day when I wake up and I want to have my egg sandwich and I don't have my egg sandwich. Or I want to have my coffee and I don't put cream in it. Or I'm starting to feel a little tired because I'm fasting. That's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to feel it physically so that we start giving more attention spiritually to what we need to do. Our body and our soul are connected. We are psychosomatic beings. We don't say, oh, it's just our soul. No, our body is very much a part of it. So we need to fast. And fasting not only will bring our attention more to God, fasting will make us see how dependent we are to God. There's a tradition in our church that says tomorrow's Clean Monday. In the monasteries, from Clean Monday until Wednesday, they don't eat anything or drink anything. They don't put anything in their mouth for 3 days. Until Wednesday evening, they receive Holy Communion. That's the first thing they'll put in their mouth for 3 days. Have any of you tried ever to fast for 3 days? It's hard. You'll get a headache. You'll feel weak. You'll feel tired. You're supposed to feel tired and weak because it shows us how we're not so self-sufficient. Fasting can teach us how dependent we are on God. That's one of the purposes of fasting. So if you want to try that, come and talk to me, and I'll guide you on how to fast in a serious way, in a way that will make you struggle. But the struggle has a purpose. It teaches us self-discipline. I remember when I first went to Albania, I had a translator who was translating for me in the first year. I was speaking in English, he was translating into Albanian, and we were talking about Lent and fasting. And when I was talking to my students about fasting from meat and dairy products and maybe even fasting a day or two without eating anything. And my translator said, "You mean not to eat meat for 40 days? Oh, I could never do that. I could never do that." He would say that to me, and he didn't do it for the first year, the second year. By the third year, he was listening, and he said, "I'm going to try this year." And he tried it, and it was hard. And then the fourth year, he tried to eat not only not meat, but no dairy products. And he accomplished that as well. He learned something about himself. If he wanted to be disciplined, he could do it. Of course, again, there's no sin in eating meat or dairy products, but it teaches us discipline. And so when I know I can do physical fast, then I start to say, wait a minute, I'm going to also fast from saying negative things. I'm going to fast from gossiping. I'm going to fast from getting angry at someone when I want to get angry at them. I'm going to fast, and we're going to learn how to apply that discipline in a spiritual way. One other purpose of fasting. Throughout history, the great saints of our church, from the Old Testament times to the New Testament times and throughout the history of the church, the great saints of the church have always found that when we fast and we change our life, turn our attention more to God, that's when we can hear God. That's when God can speak to us. We can be illuminated by the Spirit of God. It was during fasting that Moses heard the voice of God. Fasting when Elijah encountered God. Fasting when the fathers of our church come into contact with God. Because we're giving our attention to something in a total way. You know, so often our lives are filled with superficial things, meaningless things, just stupid things. You know what? One thing I'm going to fast from, at least during the first week of Lent, and I'm going to try all of Lent, I'm going to fast from going on Facebook and interacting. Now, Facebook can be a beautiful thing, but during this political season, I realize how much junk is on Facebook. Just you open it up, and all you do is hear about all the politics, whether it's Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, and all the horrible things people say about one another. We need to fast from all of that for a period of time. So I'm looking forward to fasting from that as well. Let's make an effort, starting tomorrow, to change our lifestyle, to fast, to give more attention to what is truly important in life. Another aspect that we're called to change our life. The church has some beautiful church services, extra services during Lent. Make it a point to try to come. All of you are here on Sunday. Come Wednesday night when we have a pre-sanctified liturgy, a beautiful service. And each Wednesday night this year during fast, we're going to have some wonderful guest speakers speaking on different topics. This upcoming Wednesday, that Dartmouth professor, Dr. Irene Kekandis, is going to be speaking on her new book, Let's Talk About Death. That might not be a topic you want to hear. And yet, it's a very important topic to reflect on during Lent. Come on Wednesday night or Friday night. Come during some of the different services. Change your schedule during the Lenten season. Today, the day before Lent begins, as I mentioned to the children, it's called Forgiveness Sunday. Another way that we can prepare for our Lent is think about anyone in our life, or think of people who have hurt us, someone we don't speak to. One of the most important ways to prepare for Lent is to learn to forgive. To forgive others. Even if you are friends, you forgive. In today's gospel lesson, we heard Jesus say how he forgives us as we forgive others. We have to learn to forgive. And today's the day when should try to make an effort and say, can I reach out to that person I haven't spoken to in years? Can I reach out to that person I want much of a relationship with? But you know what? I'm going to let him know I forgive him. I am going to forgive him. Can I reach out? This is an important aspect of our journey toward Pascha. We have to carry that spirit of mercy and forgiveness, that spirit of grace. Make tomorrow a new beginning for all of us. And make an effort. Decide from today. In your weekly bulletins, I put a little preparation packet in there. Take that home with you. Take the time today. Take 15 minutes to read through that, because it talks about how to prepare for Lent. Read through that, take the time, and then try to apply. In that packet, you'll see the three holy things we have to do during Lent. More prayer, coming to church, and private prayer. More fasting, I already talked about. And more almsgiving, charity, reaching out. During this Lenten season, we're going to have a special opportunity as a church. Come and join us on April 2nd to come and help build a home with Habitat for Humanity in Auburn. It's a great way to reach out. Go and volunteer at the soup kitchen in Webster on Tuesday nights, in Dudley on Wednesday nights. Give part of your time. Don't tell me you're busy. We're all busy. Lent is a time when we're supposed to change our schedule. And all the busyness we have, we're supposed to say, you know what? I'm going to prioritize and put Christ and the church and my faith first above all else during this next 40 days. So let's make an effort together. Let's find time to come and listen to the speaker Wednesday night. This upcoming weekend, Friday and Saturday, we have another speaker coming who's giving a talk on marriage enrichment, couple enrichment. For all of us who are married, come with your spouse on Friday night and Saturday and listen to this speaker. And then next Sunday, we have another great speaker coming, Father Themi Adomopoulou, who's been to our church before. He's the missionary in Sierra Leone. And he's going to come and speak to us and inspire us with his work. Make an effort. Change your schedule. And if you do that, I promise you, if you do that for 40 days, I promise you, you're going to encounter God in a new way. Your heart is going to be opened to experience God and then to celebrate his passion and his resurrection in a most glorious way. God bless us all as we begin our Lenten journey.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.